All right, well, welcome to Thursday night. Thursday night at Ross. We are on Facebook Live. We've got some folks on here already. Facebook Live's always weird. It shows like five on there, but I see a lot more people that say they joined. So either they joined and left already, or Facebook Live is just goofy. But I also think that Facebook Live is goofy is what I'm going with. So, Tom, if you click, is the clicker working? If you click, perfect, perfect, because they're watching. For those of you who haven't been with us before, you can watch the awards on the screen there. Yes, it is just a laptop sitting in front of it. So we shall see what happens with all that stuff. We got some great music to share with you today. This is the music we're also going to be playing on Sunday. Then we'll have a little message. You know, we'll see what God brings message-wise here, what happens with it. Let's sing Spirit of the Sky.
Die and they lay me to rest. Gonna go to the place that's the best. When they lay me down to die, going up to the Spirit in the sky. Oh, going up to the Spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gotta have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the sky. Oh, recommend you to the Spirit in the sky. That's where you're gonna go when you die. When you die and they lay you to rest, you're gonna go to the place that's the best. Always been a sinner, and I've always sinned, but I've got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the Spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the Spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the that's the best.
Will you look who's here? Noah's here. You know what this means?
Hello,
this
Noah.
This means later we're going to be having to sing Happy Together.
Maybe, yeah.
We're going to have to sing that later. That wasn't good. Good. We've got. God bless you guys. It's great to see you here. We're gonna get him in front of the camera here later. All right, when I'm talking, because we prayed for him. You know that. Everybody's been praying for him. It's great. Awesome to see you guys here. Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Please do. Yeah. Because we definitely want to. He's on his thank you tour. No. Please do. Yeah, you're at Children's watching.
Hey, Noah. Yeah. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, it's great to see you, brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's great that he could watch that at Children's, watching us on Facebook Live, and we could sing. Wait, so he's watching us on Sunday morning instead of you, huh? That's awesome. If we were singing Happy Together, I guarantee he was watching us. That's awesome. We're thrilled you're here. Amen. Amen. How awesome to have you here. Sing along with us. We believe.
I'm sorry. You said you owe me both.
this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one salvation. We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life
and new lungs.
We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, and greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father, we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life, we believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised. In the here and now, let love invade. Let the church live now. Our God will save. And the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know Your love will never fail. We believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again.
He's coming back again.
He's coming back again.
How good is that, huh? Because we do believe. We believe that Jesus is real. We believe that Jesus heals. We believe that Jesus is our Savior, our Deliverer. And God is awesome and amazing. You want to do this opening one? Karen, you comfortable with that one? It's a pretty song. It's a pretty song. Go ahead and click to there you go. Bye with me. Let's go for it.
Abide with me, fast falls eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. I need Thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and sage can be? Cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life and death, O Lord, abide with me.
That's going to be our opening hymn. We do a combination of hymns and stuff through here, so we'd like to go through that. A lot of times we don't do hymns on Thursdays, just because we're not ready for them or whatever, but look who walks in, and you knew the song, and I saw them, said, you knew that one too, right? Okay. Because we have fun with that. So our special we're going to have for this week is called Burn in Me, because the pastor is giving a message that says, is the Spirit's filling a big deal? And yes, Holy Spirit's filling is a big deal, right? A really big deal. So this song, and a lot of times what God does for me on this stuff, I'll look at the pastor's message, and I'll say, you know, Lord, show me what you want to show me. And so many times I come across these different songs that are just absolutely amazing. Okay. Absolutely amazing that how they touch me. And I was like, wow, that's really supposed to be part of this. This is how this is supposed to go. And this song just, it's called Burning Me. And it burns.
Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
It's an easy learn. Make sure you sing with us.
Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Your words like a fire burning in my soul. Burn out the dross, bring forth the gold. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. You feel like a fire shut up in my bones. Consume me, Lord. Make me your own. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
Sunday if they kick us out after that one. But we can do it on Thursday nights. Love that one. Love that one. Let's see. Go back. Right. It actually starts with, how did she do that? Did I miss a slide? Go one more. That's correct right there. Yes, Chris, I have one in the back too, so I don't have to crane my neck. That's what I was trying to talk about you for your placing. Make your life easier. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountains my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine. I asked the Lord, could it be mine? Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. On Jordan's river runs the cold, chills the body, not the soul. Ain't but one train on this track, runs to heaven and right back. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, I have sorrows and I have woes, and I have heartache here below. But while God leads me, I'll never fear, for I am sheltered by His care. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
I think that's how we decided to end it, wasn't it? How are we supposed to end that song? That worked. Thank you. Now the song's officially over.
That was funny. We all just happened to end that at the same time.
Okay. Sing along with this one. You know the song and you know the words.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know He won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Now precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know He won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. Doors and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. The Lord has promised good to me, His word. Got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know He won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shine. shining as the sun. We know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know he won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing, 'cause I'm already standing. Yes, I'm already standing on solid ground.
Together. We're going to do, well, we got the whole band up here. We're going to do So Happy Together because we have a special guest here. Oh, actually, gosh, I have to do a quick search. Brandon and I do, I got a quick search. We're going to get this song up. Of course, we've done it enough. We should have it memorized by now, but no. Is that what it was? Oh, nice. You already got it. Oh, you're using the same program I am. You just know how to click faster. Yeah, the copy you have would be 2017, April 30th, Rev 4 has it for sure.
When we played it over Facebook Live request the first time, I didn't have my foot thing. I'm sitting here stomping. I'm like, why don't I have music?
Were we doing the original Capo 2?
Yeah. Is it the post service on here? Yeah.
This is special for you, Noah. Special for you.
Capo 2?
Yep.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love and hold him tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me, it ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be, so very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Ba 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 ba. Me and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
There we go. Special for you, Noah. God bless you.
It's running out of running out of wrist flicks.
Give me a second to switch microphones here. Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah. Let's see how this does for us. It's mostly for the Facebook. Do something good here. Okay, what I want to do here is I want to take the camera, because we're on Facebook Live. Take the camera, everybody say hello, because it's panning across to you. But I especially want to get back to our special guest sitting toward there in the back. Let's see, Tom, I'm going to need you to move your head. There we go. Okay, wait a minute. And then I can do this. I should be able to do a zoom, more of a zoom in on him. There he is. That's our special guest tonight. This is Noah. And Noah, you know we were praying for you, right? Yeah. Yeah, we were praying for you when you were in there. A lot of people were praying for you. But you remember watching us, Noah? Remember watching us sing that song? Good stuff, right? Yeah. That's awesome, isn't it? Great, great to see you guys here, man. With the grandparents, Chris and Maggie Trumbull. Awesome you guys are here. That's fun. That's a lot of fun. And remember, because it's on Facebook Live, you can go back and look so you can show him later. You were on. You were on here from the Ross Community United Methodist Church. How good is that? You know, a lot of times, I run about 50-50 on if God's laying a message on my heart or not. And I just got nothing today. So you know what that means? It's time to pull open the Bible and see what happens. And it does. So obviously I'm going to the New Testament. I don't want to get burned, right? No, I don't get burned. God always brings all that stuff. Wow. Luke, what's that? Oh, that's right over there. It's on the floor by my. See, I hit it so well for you, Karen. Okay, well, bless God. He opened us up here to Luke 14, actually Luke 15. But I'm kind of leaning, and maybe we'll get into a little bit of both. I'm really leaning toward the end of Luke 14 here, which starts at verse 25, which is entitled "The Cost of Being a Disciple." This is what God does. So let me just read to you and see what the Holy Spirit brings to share with you on this. So large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Hit the pause button right there. Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. What is Jesus really saying there? All right. Obviously, we can think in the literal, right? Jesus carried a cross and he died. But remember, this is beforehand, okay? This is before the crucifixion with this. This is in Luke. And he's talking about the cost of this. So essentially, he's saying all of your burdens, right? And you're going to get persecuted for accepting Jesus. We see that. In America, we've got it easy. We got it really, really easy in America. Yeah, you hear isolated things about people being persecuted for their faith. But in other countries, it's horrible. Pakistan is one that comes to mind. People being killed, burned. Just go down the list. Because they're standing true to their faith. Verse 28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build but was not able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he's able, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one come against him with more, with 20,000? I mean, you got to calculate the cost, right? If he is not able, he will send a delegation, while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. Now, did you catch that one? So
that's what a king will do, right? He's going to say, man, this, I got a chance, right? I got twice the people coming at me. Let's negotiate this. Sound familiar? North Korea. But yet, we've already seen him doing an about face already, right? The world news. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything that he has cannot be my disciple. Verse 34, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soul nor for the manure pile. It is just cast out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus says that a couple different times. You hear as you read that through. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. What does that mean? Sounds kind of obvious, right? I can hear in that. Jesus is speaking to those whom the Holy Spirit is touching, all right? You can actually understand things in the Spirit. Because remember, we're told all life, and that comes through the Spirit. God lead me to go a little, to go into Luke 15 on this, which is the parable of the lost sheep. So this is Luke 15, verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners, and he eats with them." Then Jesus told them a parable. He said, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous people who do not need to repent." How cool is that? It goes on with other parables. You can probably remember the parable of the lost coin, you know, I'll just tell you real quick, just to refresh your memory here. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweeping the house and searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner who repents. Now, what's important to understand in the Jewish culture is that this wasn't just a coin, right? We think, I lost a penny. Why am I going to sweep the house for a penny? These were typically part of a wedding gift, all right? There was something special that were given to them. So in that case, it was something special that they were doing a search for, right? So God is, I love the parables. I love how Jesus does the parables, because you remember many times he would speak in parables and the people would hear a story. Then the disciples would say, "What do you mean by that? You know, what tell us what's going on. What does this really mean?" And isn't our life just full of parables? Full of parables and just full of different, the ways different things come against us. So many times, you know, I do a lot of ministry through Facebook online and minister to a lot of people through that medium. And through text and email and through other methods, but primarily a lot of it happens through Facebook. And I'm seeing some progress with some people, which is very encouraging. Some people who are just so defeated. And a lot of times with defeat comes that self-condemnation, right? Where they cannot believe that God would love them, right? And we get these things that weigh heavy on our hearts. And the enemy finds different ways to come against us. John 10:10, right, tells us the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give it more abundantly. And he's got great ways to do that. But the enemy's always looking for a way in. So remember, we're told through the Bible also, Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness, right? So we've always got this darkness that wants to go and lay on us, wants to reside with us. We sang a song about abide, right? Abide with me. We need to abide with Jesus, the light of Jesus, so that darkness doesn't come and just totally wreck us. So one of the ways we stay in the light is through prayer, right? And through prayer requests. And I want to go ahead and, especially with our special guests here, I'm going to spin this back around again so people watching on Facebook can see what's going on here. And I'll try and repeat the things as you're going through it so we can make sure we get all our prayer requests, and we'll get in our circle, and we'll do our thing, because God is good. Brother Tom, there's stuff heavy on your heart, my brother, I know. What can we lift up for you today, my friend? God's got this. God's got this. You are worthy, my friend. You are worthy beyond belief, because you're an awesome and amazing man of God. You reach out and touch so many. But the enemy can distract us at times, and I know that personally too.
He can distract us. We got to have God, family, and others in that order. And sometimes the enemy will find different ways to mess that up. So, Lord, I thank you for Brother Tom here. As we just speak the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding to you, my friend. As God's peace fills you, as it touches us, touches all involved. For restoration is mine, says the Lord. Restoration is mine. We're going to pray for you in the circle too, okay, brother? God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Your life's easy now, right? How you doing? Bruce, Gene? Yeah, Donna? You guys doing well? God's blessing you greatly. You got a car show coming up? Car show on Saturday, June the 9th. We're going to pray for that. What, we have to pray for no rain.
Big turnout.
No rain, big turnout. So if you got any antique cars and antique, or motor, any motorcycles, I guess, right? Or any cars, any cars, any cars, any motor, any motorcycles. What about my bicycle? I won't work. I guess I could bring it if I really wanted to, couldn't I? That's awesome. We're going for that. We are going for that. How's the retirement lady? Where's Linda? Oh, that's right. She's gone. That's right. Linda's in Arizona. So we need to, well, prayers for Linda. Linda travels tomorrow, flies back tomorrow. Okay. Okay, so she flies back tomorrow. Good.
And
June 22nd is a retirement date, and it's, yeah. Yeah, now that you're getting close to it, it can't come fast enough, right?
And another person requests to retire.
Yeah.
And yeah, the person left applied for a job in a different department.
Oh, they hold up. So your retirement might be an exodus. You're leading an exodus. Well, God will provide. He'll take care of them. He'll figure it out. Give them a new team there.
So this was, the songs that we picked tonight put me in a better.
Oh, you like those songs tonight. They minister to you. Good.
I put on the screen the picture of the moon.
Yeah.
That's in the tower thing. And,
picture of the moon, yeah. Okay.
And I couldn't get the words up there. So whoever came to my desk, I asked them the question.
Ah.
Where did your spirit
come from? Where did your spirit come from, right? Amen.
So.
Amen. Now, you've got a good joy, too. Was it Sonia, right?
Yes, we've been praying for Sonia.
We've been praying for Sonia, and she had her twins. And I forgot, was it boy and girl?
Boy and girl.
That's right.
Elijah and Emerson.
Elijah and Emerson. Okay. Would they end up weighing it in that, do you know?
No.
Because they were actually early, right?
Yes, they were.
Okay, but anyway, but they're in good. They're in good. The normal
NICU,
was that? I guess that, whatever, baby stuff. Cool, but they're everything's looking good for them.
One
nice.
Has a C-pack,
okay.
And, the other one has a.
So we're. All right, so we're praising God for new life. That's awesome. Glad she.
Glad for her.
And yeah, her husband. I forgot his name. Oh, Eli, his husband, okay. Yeah, prayers for husband Eli to get through his, I'll say, legal stuff. How's that?
Home.
Yeah, legal stuff and get home. Yeah, good deal. Something else, sir?
Yeah, I've got a blessing.
Oh, sure. We love talking about blessings. We got big blessings in the back room I'm going to get to here.
I talked to the owner of an automobile repair.
Yeah. Oh, you have a joy. Okay, so you're gathering up sponsors to pay for the trophies for the car show, and you're blessing your joys. You found one. Sponsor, you need one more sponsor for your trophy. And dare I ask, how much does a trophy cost?
I got a good deal on it.
When you say you got a good deal on them, that means it's a lot of money. Oh, 50.
39 is high.
Holy shmolies.
And it says something about Girl Scouts on it, but it'll work.
It's wiping me out, man. Wiping me out. Todd. We got, you mentioned Kathy, I'll call her Kathy Jean. How's that?
Kathy Jean Rocker.
Rocker? Oh, that's a good, well, actually I'm going to find out. I got to look. And actually, while I'm doing local requests here for those on Facebook, go ahead and put in your requests and I'll look on my phone here before we get in a circle and pray. Okay, anything else there, Todd? You got Dancing Fools and... Rocker. How does she end up with a limb like that?
And I don't know how long she's going to pain, but I think after tonight,
we'll
be
in. Amen. Amen. And if she's not watching live, get her to watch. Get her to watch the recording of it. So we're lifting up Kathy then.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, good. You're watching it. You can. Oh, good. You can tell me what requests are coming through. Brandon, you have done with college yet?
I say joy, concern, joy.
Okay.
I got the music done for said car show. Concern, I don't want to find all the mistakes that are in it. Joy. College is done for the year.
College is done for the year. All right.
One down.
College year one complete. Excellent. That's awesome. Well, I know your joy or concern, I don't know which, is a trophy.
Well, I figured I'd expand on you saying that darkness tries to enter in certain ways. I figured it out in my
world. Yeah, and how's darkness been entering in your world lately?
Telemarketers.
Telemarketers. Okay. I am really glad you said telemarketers, because I got it, and this is especially for those on Facebook. I hope they're going to listen to this one. When we get calls from telemarketers, what's our natural inclination, right? Just hang up on them, right? Because we don't want to deal with it. So I want to tell you what I do with telemarketers, and I don't do it all the time, I must admit. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, and I do hang up on them. But about half the time, when they answer, the first thing I'll say, well, you know, I'll try and figure out if it's actually a business call for me, because a lot of, you know, you get calls all kinds of different ways. And that's usually a pretty simple question, you know, after like the first one. But I purposely ask them first, you know, because they always say, "Hi, Greg," or "Hi, Mr." You know, you always kind of tell by that. But then I say, "Well, you know, what can I do for you?" All right. And then they might come and say, I had one say, one actually, the company was called One Path. One Path is what the name of the company was. She said, "Oh, I'm from One Path." I said, "Well, the only One Path I know is Jesus Christ. So let's talk about Jesus." "No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I did. And she said, "Well, I'd like to, but I've got to do this." And I said, "Well, just tell me what you want to tell me." She told me. I said, "Well, you know, I'm not interested in that, but do you want to pray?" And I've prayed with many different people on telemarketing calls, and it's been awesome. I remember I had one lady, she said, "Well, I got to finish my," the recorded, right? She's going to finish her spiel to get her money or her credit. I said, "Well, go ahead." And I let her do her thing. I said, "You done?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Let's talk about your son." We had to pray for her son is what it was. But try that, man. It freaks people out. Because what happens is, some of them, I've had some of them say, "Let's talk about Jesus." Click. Got it. All right. Telemarketers. Yeah. Okay. Marketers. Man, I'm happy to see you guys here. How awesome is this, huh? How awesome. I'm really glad you did, man. That's so neat to see you guys here. So we already know our joy in continued prayers, right? Because he's got still got a little more to go, right?
Yes.
Okay. But it's neat. It's medicines. Oh, that's
no rejection, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and that's awesome. There's no rejection on the new lungs and that. She gets that, remember? Double lung thing.
When you were at Darktown in January, remember, you had the oxygen full time 24/7.
Right.
So she's no longer needs no, new lungs are working great.
No longer needs the oxygen.
It's
awesome.
George is retired, yeah.
How good is that? That's really, really good. Todd, you got your phone up with the comments? Let me see. Let me see what we've got. Let's see what stuff has come in here. Who's making requests for what here? We want to add them to our lists. There's Julie. God bless Julie. Yeah, Julie Morrison and Mary and Kelly both tied together. Man, these two are awesome. And rejoicing, that's good. We rejoice with you. Who else we got? Cindy. God bless. We're seeing. That's beautiful. Yeah, we're still lifting you up in prayer, Cindy. So I'm going to write her down here.
Hello,
Cindy.
Mother.
Yeah, Todd's saying hello. Well, hey, well, thanks for looking at those, Todd. All right, what we like to do is we like to get up in a circle. Did you say he needs to put a mask on or something?
I want to thank Todd
Ooh, you're going to, this will be a joy then.
For putting on that one video on Facebook that the young man who had bags stolen from him?
Yep. Oh.
Did you, know him personally? Or was
no. Something that touched me.
Yeah.
Linda and I sat there and cried. And then we prayed for you.
How awesome is that? And all right, and for those on Facebook who didn't hear that, Debbie was thanking Todd for posting a video on Facebook. It was an interesting story. It was about a guy who essentially had his gas can stolen, right? And to make the story short, ended up forgiving the people that stole it from him.
Oh.
Oh, so one of them was two-cycle. So he actually ended up helping him out. Good. Amazing, isn't it? That's good. That's how we're supposed to do it. Come on up, guys. Let's make our circle. Because we got to make the circle be unbroken. You're always my favorite for right here, man, because I know I can do this. Yeah, this is good. Oh, how good is that, man? How good is that? All right, Brandon, I'm going to have you scoot that way just a little bit so people can see us all in the circle. No, you guys can stand next to each other. You know? Okay, fine. Yeah, the camera's within the circle. How good is that? Man, I'm real glad you guys are here. That is such an awesome thing. Awesome. See, I've had the privilege and the pleasure of serving with Pastor Chris here on the Mayus. We were spiritual directors on a walk. And awesome with that. And it happened to be the same one we were. And Todd was there.
He was stuck there with us, wasn't he?
Yep, he was there. Oh, but it was good. It was good. It was an awesome thing. And we're just elated.
But I think I've told Tom, is you came to Park Avenue after church one Sunday in 2009,
yeah.
Prayed over Noah when he went in. He was 6 months old when he went in for his bone marrow.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the bone marrow when he was six months old.
6 months old, and
we prayed on that too.
We had met at Emmaus, and it was on your heart, and you showed up the way you, God works.
The way God works through me, right?
I always appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Thankful for
so good.
The continued prayer.
See, and for those of you who've not met his lovely bride, Maggie's also a pastor. Now, between the two of you, you do three churches. Now, I forgot. Do you primarily do one and he does two, or do you alternate, or? You have 7 miles. Okay. How good is that?
It's good. We were together 5 years, and then they sent me over to the other two. So.
And now, if I remember correctly, your background actually goes back through, was it Kroger's?
Or? Yes, I retired last year.
Yeah.
39 3/4 years.
39 3/4? I'm with you.
Blessing, we're looking at June 30th for her.
Oh, you're going to retire on June 30th.
So our
awesome.
Our ministry has finally been able to become first.
Yeah,
not that it wasn't first.
Yeah, I know.
Not having the baggage.
Yeah.
Can I say the word baggage?
You can say baggage all every day. because that's
well,
yeah.
But just to have that part of our life kind of.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm happy for you. That's fantastic, brother. God bless you. God bless you greatly. Well, when we get in our circles here, it's, the Word of God tells us where two or more are gathered, He is there, right? He is there. And God, He's awesome. He's awesome and amazing. Look at you lifting me up. Okay, give him one. All right. Tom's good with this because I always have to write these down. There's a lot of times. But Lord, I thank you that you're awesome. And I thank you that your amazing grace and your peace just flows through. I thank you, Daddy, for this time of fellowship here with all within the circle. Every one of you is very special to me. And I praise God that we're all here together. God has a mission and a special thing for each of us to do. And the enemy keeps trying to throw in these stumbling blocks that get in our way. But bless God, He is able. He is able. And there's many a times that we're called and we got to do it. We're called just to trust in God. And those things can really be difficult. Really difficult. But Lord, I thank you that you hear our prayers. We lift up Todd's co-worker, Kathy Jean Rocker. What an awesome name, by the way. We got to give her a guitar and get her up here. But Lord, I thank you that these pains and things that are messing with her, Lord, we come against them. We bind them in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. We crush them
And command they go. And she is filled with the purifying Holy Spirit, fire of God. And she is fully set free. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that if she's not watching this live, she watches it later. And as she watches this, she feels the hand of God just touching her, setting her fully free from all the junk. Because she is worthy. Kathy Jean, you are worthy. You are loved. You're an awesome child of God, no matter what the world has been laying against you. And I share that same message for my brother Tom right here. Lord, I thank you that Tom has such a great heart for you. And I know there's many times when the enemy can kind of take that and twist it the wrong way. And it's not our intention. It's not our intention to do that at all. But the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he will twist and turn and try and change our focus. But Lord, I thank you that your forgiveness is real. And I thank you, Lord, that all those involved, especially in Tom's life, that their forgiveness comes. Their forgiveness, knowing his heart. Because these are hard things. These are very hard things. But we speak restoration to you, my brother. We speak restoration, for nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. So I thank you, Lord, that his body, mind, and spirit is set fully free. This cancer scare from years ago, that it stays at bay, it doesn't try to come back. We come against it all. Life, strength, and glory. I thank you, Jesus. God is good. Lord, I thank you for the other fun stuff coming up here at this church. Bruce and Donna have been putting a lot of effort. Well, Brandon too. Many people have been, and people sponsoring. You know, how awesome is that? But I thank you, Lord, that on Saturday, June 9th, we have a perfectly perfect day. We bring a lot of people in here with their cars, their motorcycles. We're going to have, praise band is going to be on the outside on a trailer, praising God and doing some pop too. We're on a stage again, right? But God is good. God is really, really good. So that's good. Lord, I thank you for Debbie, her upcoming retirement. And we thank you, Lord, that the positions are being vacated. It sounds like you're leading an exodus. But I thank you, Lord, that your will be done in that area. God provides. He provides. Don't let them talk you into staying. Okay. Yeah, she's shaking her head. No, not a problem. Not a problem. You've put in enough. We praise you, Lord, for Sonia and her children, Elijah and Emerson. Boy and girl, how beautiful is that? And we thank you, Lord, that her husband, Eli, that this, I'll call it legal junk, is just kind of pushed out of the way. And there's some restoration there, Lord, where only you, Lord, can take care of these things. For our God is able. Our God is able. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for joys for Brandon. Good joys. College done. Music kind of done. Maybe if you're like me, you're going to have revisions. You're going to have revisions for the show, but it'll still be good. And by Scott's request, and I think it's appropriate, we lift up telemarketers. And I know we're chuckling right now, but seriously, they've got a hard job. Think about this. I mean, just about everybody they call is not happy to talk to them, you know.
Unless it's you.
Unless it's you. unless they call me. That's right. I'm talking to my Jesus. We'll let it stay neutral. Because it's good. It's good. And Lord, for those people on Facebook, the ones we've read so far, I thank you, Lord, that for the healings that are still coming for Cindy. Just give her more, Lord. Just finish it off for her. And if Jackie's watching, Lord, I thank you. Jackie is just fully set free. That the ongoing discouragement is just pushed away by the joy and love of Jesus. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. There may have been some others that come in right now, but I'll reply back to them later on here. But again, especially thrilled to see grandparents and grandson Noah here. And bless God, I thank you, Lord, that he is specially touched. That we thank you there's been no rejection. There will not be. That the doctors are going to go ahead and run tests and say, wow, everything's awesome and amazing. He doesn't need to be any more medicines. That God will just do a miracle. Finish the miracle. Because we've already got a miracle here, right? Because God is able. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Anybody got anything else? No? Say the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. How awesome is that? All right. Who we need to lay hands on anybody? Any pains? Any after that? Well, you need something else?
I hit my arm out like this most of the time.
He just twisted it for another trophy.
I want to do special prayer for Brother Tom, for those who want to come up and lay hands with him. Absolutely. And I don't know if he'd prefer or not. That's not a problem, but sure. For laying hands if he's okay.
I know you know this guy.
As a matter of fact, I know you know this guy, and I'd like you just to lead a healing prayer for him. Well, just whatever, sure. Whatever God lays on your heart, my friend.
I didn't hear the specifics of it, but God knows. So, we ready?
Well, yeah, well, you know it's on Facebook, so I'll give you the summary with it. Okay, yeah. He had cancer 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. All right, and through that, the enemy was tricking him to stay focused more on that type of garbage and on others instead of doing God, family, others. Okay,
yeah.
That's kind of the is that a good summary for you, brother? It's close enough, right? It's close enough.
So it's a scare.
So, yeah. Well, that's true. But restoration is what we need now because his wife is put on Facebook. That's how we found out his wife is filed for divorce. Is what she posted on Facebook.
Father, we just know that you are in control and you are in the midst of all that we say and do. And tonight we come and each one of us have brought to this day what is on our hearts and minds. And in the midst of this, we have great celebration and great joy. But also, Father, we have the things that are hurting, the things where we need that healing touch. And Father, we just lift Tom to you, especially right now. And Father, we don't always understand the methods of how messages and things are communicated. And Father, we just pray that you will just go in and heal this situation. Work with both of them to allow that balm to just come in and take care of what is needed. And Father, we know that he has been healed, and you most certainly are in the healing business and will continue. And Father, especially, may healing take place and continue. Healing in his marriage, healing in his body. And Father, his spirit is strong, and we know his heart is full of love for you and so many others. And Father, I know he deals with a lot of people with a lot of your grace that gives him the ability to do the job and that work that he does. So Father, I thank you for his presence in my life and the bright spot and he has been in, especially in my time of trouble. So Father, you bring us together at a time such as this, specifically for this moment, to remind him that he is not alone, that he is loved, and especially not only with your great love, but through God's people. So, Father, we just ask once again, we're going to give this situation to you. We're going to hand it to you. We're going to just literally throw it to you. Lord, hear our prayers.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Allow this healing to take place in a mighty, powerful way. And, Father, we will glorify you in all that we say and do. We will give you the glory for what you are doing and have done and will continue to do in our lives. So we thank you for that now, Father. Father, send your healing rays upon us.
Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Our God is amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for Brother Tom and the powerful prayer that Pastor Chris just shared. As we speak the result, my friend. Restoration, peace, joy. Joy, for nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. Nothing. So bring it on, Lord. Bring it on. We love you, brother. We love you greatly. Because God is able. God is able. Yes and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, as all the junk, all the sadness, all the fear, all the doubts, all the regrets, all the things that the enemy just keeps trying to just stack up and build a wall with. We take all them apart brick by brick. what the enemy has put up is crushed. Yes. In the name of Christ Jesus, it's crushed. Yes. And this prayer obviously goes for everybody else involved too. For his lovely bride, who shall be returned as your lovely bride, my friend. We speak the result. We speak the result. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Bring it all together. Bring it all together, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Maggie, can you come here? I feel like I need a woman's perspective in prayer for this. So whatever's on your heart, please.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we are coming to you because Satan is sending forth lies, and with your healing and just a hedge around all of this, bring the truth back into it, Father. We just need for you to drop the truth right into this and help those involved to see your light, and we will praise you for it. Father, you know all that is going on here, and you know their hearts are being broken, and you know that only Jesus can heal that, and we need him to do it. We are putting Satan behind us, and we are looking towards Christ, the great physician who has come in flesh, and we know that he is involved in this, and that we need to look to him, acknowledge him, and he will clear this path and give Tom the knowledge that he needs to go forward. Yesterday is gone. Today is the gift, and we will go forward from this moment on and put all that has happened in the past behind us. Today, Christ will heal and bring you to what you need to do, Tom. I know this because he is truth and he is life, and it's in his name we pray.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank
you.
Okay.
God bless you, brother. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you,
Jesus. What have I done to my life?
You've lived it.
Some water? Well, I'll get you water. Come on. Let me close off. I'll be right back. All right. For those who are still connected. All right. For those who are still connected on here, we're going to go ahead and shut down Facebook. We got some more to pray for, but you heard a lot of the prayers spoken by us. You got to hear Pastor Chris Trumbull and Pastor Maggie Trumbull to speak blessings and blessings of peace and joy. Our God is able. Share this with people. Let them listen to these prayers, for the Holy Spirit just speaks through and gets all this done. Do not let yourself live under condemnation. God is awesome. He's amazing in his blessings and forgiveness. Receive his peace. Hope to see you next week. God bless y'all.